Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
These sheets really are the best, you guys. They're the best sheets I've ever owned, and they remind me of my grandma's sheets, those really good quality, crisp, clean cotton sheets. Make sure to put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. It helps the show, and you're going to get the most savings you can get.
Time to start using finger puppets and crayons to explain why self-defense is a good thing. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
That is really the tale of America the last 50 years. It's all been Rahm Emanuel. Just have a crisis and then you can do things you never could do in the middle of a crisis. Emergency. We've been in the throes of an emergency for 2.5 years. And you've lost a lot of freedom. So we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to talk a little bit about that, a little bit about Texas. I've got Susan here. How are you?
Hey, super.
So, and a big thank you to Melissa, who talked about Sidney Gottlieb. Give everybody a break from the Texas coverage. And it's not as if I'm not an empathetic person. And if children are involved and what has occurred, really occurred, then that's just so tragic. But who was really at the helm of that event? That should be examined and looked at. And the timeline isn't figuring. The timeline, something's wrong with the timeline. I was trying to put a timeline together just to present. So anybody that wants to help me do that, please, by all means, make sure that you send me like footage of the kids leaving in busloads to the Civic Center and stuff where they had a helicopter. There's no footage of that. And not that I found so far anyway. But can I just give you a little time? Can I give you a little time stamp? We'll also talk a little bit about what we're not talking about. That's Hillary. What's his name? Mook?
Robbie Mook.
Mook.
Who was her campaign manager.
Said that she was.
That she gave the okay.
Yeah.
To go ahead with the Alpha Bank Russia fake scandal.
Mm-hmm. That's not being talked about though. There's lots of discrepancies, I can't say that word,
discrepancies
between photos of people today, too, in the whole Texas thing. One girl, they say, died. The father they posted, and then this other father. They're two different guys that look nothing alike. Anyway, lots of stuff like that going on. But let me just kind of give you this snapshot, because I went over this a little bit on Alex Jones, just for one segment on Alex Jones. I had Sheriff Mack on, and I also had Two Red Pills on with me today, talking about voter fraud and 2,000 mules. But and that's something that America is not talking about. But here's the problem I'm having with the timeline, and maybe you can help. The school district put out a tweet. It looks like a little early, because the tweet came out at 11:17. And they said that, in fact, I'll get it word for word here. They said that they were in, there's an active shooter at Robb Elementary. Law enforcement is on site. So the law enforcement had already gotten there. That means it was before 11/17 when they finally gave the message out, okay? Your cooperation is needed at this time by not visiting the campus. As soon as more information is gathered, it will be shared. The rest of the district is under secure status. That was at 11/17. That means it had already been going on. But the authorities today said they have a timestamp of this event happening, starting to happen at 11:32. That's a pretty big time
gap
problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then at 11:43, so now we're like 30 minutes in from when, you know, the district was describing a situation and law enforcement had already arrived. 30 minutes in when the shooting was taking place, because the law enforcement said it took place for an hour and a half. The whole shooting back and forth with the border agents, not regular cops, border agents, feds, just happened to be on site. That is such a coincidence that they were already there. That's so crazy. And so there was this big shootout for an hour and a half. So 30 minutes in, the Robb Elementary puts out on Facebook, oh, we're in a lockdown here, but we're all totally fine. There was something going on in the area. But over here at the school, we're just in lockdown and we're totally fine. Don't worry about us. In the middle of the shooting at 11:43. So 11:17, describing something that had already took place by the district. Authorities say 11:32. And then, of course, you go into 11:43. And school's like, no, we're good. Okay. And then at noon, 20 minutes later, during this hour and a half shooting, they say, they tweet out the school district and says, oh, all the kids have been removed and they're taken to the Civic Center, all 600 of them. Oh, well, where were the buses and the aerial footage and all the kids leaving in the middle of a shootout? That's what I'd like to know. Where's all the aerial photos? There's lots of pictures of cops standing around and parents looking like they're in tears with their head to their forehead. Oh my gosh, you know, but where's all the photos? Where, with Columbine, we had kids running from the school. I mean, with an hour and a half shooting, they're able to get there in a pretty good amount of time. Where is all of that? There's no footage of the kids leaving the school to go to the Civic Center. And then at the Civic Center, they had a whiteboard already up and made and everything with all the classes, the teachers, and water bottles even. I saw a picture of that. I was like, wow, that was fast. And then you have a shooter with really expensive equipment on and really expensive guns and huge bags of ammo that he drops and no way to afford it. He's a trans, by the way, like, or cross-dresser. Lots of pictures of him in drag. And he's only 18 and he's in high school, but he could afford all of this living with his grandmother. $5,000 worth of guns and ammo. And I mean, I don't know where he got it. And then they said that he was in custody. And then they turned around and said, oh, he died on the scene.
That was strange.
Which one is it? You know, which one is it? So that was weird. And then none of the pictures look right. Morales, one of the teachers, they said died. There's three different photos of her online. I don't know which one. And they're totally different. I don't know which one it is. And then there's different pictures of the kids. And I'm not quite sure which kids or which parents, because the parents are different. So I'm like, ABC over here showing one. And Facebook over here showing another. I don't know. It's very strange. All the people that were interviewed weren't even upset. They were like, oh, yeah, my child's missing. Smiling in the camera. I don't know what to do. Yeah, it's scary. Don't know what to do. What? You're not even seriously sitting there for a 10-minute interview, smiling with nothing to say other than, yeah, I know, super scary. Wow. Hope we find her. I mean, very weird that they would hang out for an interview like that, smiling at the camera. Not even the most upset, not even upset. And after they were called down to go check the identification of a dead child, oh, nope, not ours. Weren't even moved by that. Nothing. Just, hey, we're good. We're fine. That was strange. There's really too many of those things that I'm still like, I can't even put together a timeline. I really can't physically put together a timeline for you. I tried, but everything's so cattywampus, and the school was certain nothing was going on. And even when they said 20 minutes later, this is 45 minutes into the shooting, oh yeah, the kids are all sent to the Civic Center. Not even a second about anything really happened or anything. Just sent to the Civic Center. Pick your kids up there. No big deal. What? Anyway, did you see all this coverage? Did any of it make sense to you?
Well, I kept seeing how they kept getting things wrong. That he was at the police station and under arrest. No, he had died.
Yeah, he died on scene. Couldn't get that right. Cop was injured, but then no one was injured. Law enforcement. Then cop was injured.
And then DHS showed up, but then he was part of a tactical team.
And then the Border Patrol was there, just happened to be there.
Yeah, DHS, area. Border Patrol. Yeah. That's what I meant. Their tactical team. I thought, wow.
Yeah, that's...
And then I saw a thing where it said the school put out this thing, and it was officially from the school that said, come pick your kids up at the regular time.
Yeah.
Yep. Regular time.
I remember when we had a shooting, an incident here with an assailant. The kids weren't even allowed to be picked up for 6 hours after they had already had this guy. Okay. I mean, they kept him forever. And by 2 o'clock, they were like... They say the thing ended at 1, and by 2, like, oh, yeah, come to the Civic Center. Just come on over. No big deal. And, I mean, it was very weird. It was almost like they were in a drill, but they didn't realize it might be paraded around as an event. That's how I felt. Because I felt like even the school was like, oh, yeah, there's something going on in the area. We're in lockdown, but we're totally safe in here. Nothing's going on in here. Oh, as a school, you put that out at 11:43 in the middle of the shooting. What was supposed to be the shooting? You would know if somebody was shooting. So that was weird. And then, of course, the assailant's dead, right? You don't negotiate it all. For an hour and a half, you have a shootout? What? They have 5 officers on staff?
Oh, I didn't know that about the 5 officers. What were they doing?
Nobody knows. They say one was in gunfire. I mean, I'm sorry, but none of this is normal or checks out, or is it? All of it's weird. There isn't one thing I've come across that's normal about this whole thing. So again, you know, a Democrat goes into office, and I hate to go party lines here, but it is rather interesting that these things weren't really going on under Trump. But you put a Democrat in office under Obama, under Biden, all of a sudden now you have massive amounts of school shootings that don't make sense. And you're not allowed to say anything because the children, because then you don't like children. You have no empathy. You're not allowed to question any of it. In fact, I was looking online and some people were actually questioning, and people were jumping on them, and they were going, how dare you? How dare you? Children have died. It's like, I know, but I'm asking a question. This something's not adding up here. There's lots of footage, but nothing happening in the footage. With Columbine, you saw people running. There's nothing here. It's a bunch of cops standing around. Where were all the paramedics? Where are all the kids being rolled out on gurneys? Nothing? Not one person on a gurney? It reminds me of Sandy Hook. Not one person rolled out on a gurney. No, nothing. Zippo. Very weird. In Sandy Hook, the cops were walking in with pizza into the crime scene. Do you remember that? Pizza and drinks to eat in the crime scene that they said was so horrific? Anyway, it was very reminiscent of that. And I sat there and thought... I remember listening to the Sandy Hook tapes where they were acting like they were in a drill because nobody was in a hurry to get to the school. And the phone call to the school was like, there's like a something going on and some glass on the sidewalk and tons of shooting. But you couldn't hear one single shot being cast in the phone call. Nothing. Zero. Reminded me of 9/11 when the stewardess calls in to the 800 line, which they never do. And she goes, yeah, everybody can't breathe and we can't breathe and nobody's coughing. Same kind of thing where you wait a minute, you're listening for that to be happening. Nothing's happening. So there's too much here to even try to even put together a timeline. I wasn't unable to do it because the timelines are so messy. By 1 o'clock, they said they had the guy in custody. By 1:44, they said, oh, yeah, everyone's fine at the hospital, except 2 have died. And then all of a sudden by 4 o'clock, everyone had died. Well, that's a little strange from gunshot wounds. That's OK. That's a little weird. And you have a guy, an 18-year-old with no training, although he was able to do things that trained people in the FBI couldn't even do. Okay, that doesn't make sense either. Where do you get all the gear, the expensive gear? Well, he was gunned down, so nobody knows. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show, more with Susan.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I've been lost now, days uncounted, and it's months since I've seen home. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Or am I all alone?
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Grateful to be on the air and, of course, sharing the unpopular point of view, always. But I don't know if anyone else has noticed what we've noticed, but it's been really strange out there. Welcome back to the show. And everything's strange about the Texas shooting. Nothing adds up about it. Sorry. I wish it almost did, because I would like to have some faith somewhere in someone telling the truth in government and media, but I feel like you're not going to find it at all. Zero. So, I have Susan with me, which is always fun. And make sure you go to Inside Out Hyperbaric. Inside Out Hyperbaric. Get a hyperbaric machine. These are fabulous to have in your home. You can even get it on payments. But this is something you can use daily. And not only does it help you look younger, but it also helps with any kind of ailment. People go in for autoimmune like crazy. I mean, it helps autoimmune so much. It gets oxygen into those cells, and it really is truly amazing. They have done so many things with treatments for just about everything. Cancer, if you've been through cancer, or you're going through that right now, this is a great rehabilitator. It really does. It improves your collagen. So you're even going to look younger and feel better right when you get out. One thing that's noticed by a lot of people with hyperbaric is they get out and they have all this energy. And they feel like they're 20 again. And these machines are so worth it. And in fact, with health stuff coming up, and we all know how this is going to turn out, monkeypox, the whole nine yards, this is something you should have in your house because it can help rehab you and make sure you're stronger and healthier. Go to InsideOutHyperbarics.com, InsideOutHyperbarics.com. They can ship them to you. They can ship them. And you can get them financed. So you can get it in your home this week. Do it. Do it. Oh my gosh. They're awesome. They're incredible. Even for neuropathy, all kinds of things. All right, Susan.
Actually, I saw a meme. Uh-huh. Said, pretty sure the K in monkeypox is silent, which makes it moneypox.
Ooh.
Moneypox.
So true. Oh my gosh. It's so true, and it's so, I love the meme with Fauci and a girl with a monkey head, and he's salivating over it. I mean, little Fauci turned loose again because of monkeypox on the public just when we thought he was gone, and grateful so. A little liar turns up again to tell us we have monkeypox. Yeah, I would get Saracena purpurea, though, while you can. I really would. Get the extract, get the plant. I even ordered the plant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Make the extract yourself.
I send people a link to the plant.
Yeah.
A video on how to grow it.
Perfect.
Information on how to get the extract out of the plant.
Yeah. Susan at katedalyradio.com. Don't just put in Kate or Kate Daly or Kate Daly. Kate Daly Radio. Those three words. Susan at katedalyradio.com. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're emailing people and the info. Wow. So we're not talking about Hillary and the confessions to her crimes that she'll never be indicted for. We're not talking about Davos, what happened at Davos over the last few days, and that's creepy as heck.
Yeah, so what's happening is there was a federal prosecutor who became a special prosecutor, which meant he could not be fired after Biden took over. Mm-hmm. So he's been investigating what went on with Hillary Clinton's campaign and the fake Russia hoax story. But there was another component to it, which was the Alpha Bank Russia story, and that Trump had a secret server in Trump Tower connected to a Russia bank, Alpha Bank. And it turns out it was a complete fabrication that somebody being paid by Hillary Sussman, who's on trial, went to the FBI and said, I'm doing this as a good citizen and I'm not working for anybody. And yet he specifically charged the campaign that very day for a special project. Well, they got Hillary Clinton's personal staff person who headed up all her staff, campaign manager, Robbie Mook, on the stand. And it said, the question he was asked on the stand, Mr. Mook, before the break, you had testified there was a conversation in which you told Mrs. Clinton about the proposed plan to provide the Alpha Bank allegations to the media. Is that correct? He said, correct. And what was her response? He said, all I remember is that she agreed with the decision. So this was her little minion, these little minions seeding the media with a completely fake story that they roped the FBI into investigating. And the FBI treated it as a terrorism priority, so they threw all their resources at it. But one of the people testified that within a day, they knew it was fake. Within a day.
Within a day?
Yes. Oh. And early in September 2016, they were talking amongst themselves that this was like a false story. And yet it kept getting pushed. And so people lower in the FBI said, we'd like to actually know the original source. And the people higher up who approved this said, oh, we'll get back to you, our little FBI, our little FBI minions and workers. We'll get back to you on that. And so people were left kind of holding the bag. So this trial, in part, though, people are saying, so the prosecution rested today, as a matter of fact, rested their case. Now it's going to be the defense. And they're saying that this is a way that actually they're going to cover up the fact that the FBI knew from almost day one and still pushed this hard, pushed it hard. And they're going to say, well, we were deceived by Sussman.
Everybody will pass the buck.
Pass the buck. We'll leave Sussman holding the bag. He'll get a slap on the wrist. So we'll see if that happens. But what's happening in the meantime is that the media is semi-reporting the story in between the shooting, in between Ukraine, in between monkeypox, in between the UFOs. It's percolating up a little bit. So that is very convenient timing on all of this. But she knew. Of course she knew. You know, she's like the wicked witch of the West flying on her broom with all her little monkey people, you know. That's Hillary. So
got a vision in my head.
Yeah. And the fact that Robbie Mook said, you know, oh, yeah, I told her and she agreed with it. Okay. So has he been offered a deal? Does he have protection? What is going on with this? Because she's been thrown under the bus by this testimony. And what we've talked about before is she came out and she said, years ago, I'm the most exonerated woman in government. I'm the most exonerated. They keep bringing her up.
Right.
I'm the most exonerated.
That's right.
But a friend of ours who had worked alongside police officers in a certain city said, yeah, there are police on the force who were considered exonerated. Nothing they did was looked at closely. They committed crimes and they were called exonerated. So when she said, I'm exonerated, that has a different message. That means I'm untouchable.
Yeah.
Nobody can touch me.
Yeah.
So we'll see how on this case she is, what is happening. Because for most people, this is the first they're hearing about Durham, about Sussman. Some of these people like Jake Sullivan are in the White House right now who were involved in this. The FBI people are still in place. I mean, life just rolls on. The scandals bloom and then they just get buried.
Yeah.
So anyway, the fact that it's coming out at all and that somebody prosecuted this, it's pretty eye-opening. We're very surprised as we've watched this go along. So, you know, and now also the jury, let me just tell you, the jury is tainted. The jury is tainted because at least three of the people on the jury voted for Hillary Clinton. Gave money to Hillary Clinton or gave money
that
to Biden.
Yes, a conflict of interest or anything.
And so even Turley, who is Jonathan Turley, who is reports on news and in the trials, said, oh, this is a disaster jury for Durham because of all these compromised people on the jury.
Right.
So in D.C., they're holding this in D.C. Could there ever be an uncompromised jury? No. And juries are big money. I just watched a very old movie called Runaway Jury with Gene Hackman, who is one of my favorite actors. And they show the behind the scenes how every juror is studied their habits, their hobbies,
sure, sure.
And they try to swing mm-hmm. juries, right?
Yeah.
Swing juries. Yeah. So what hope is there that this is actually going to result in a conviction? It seems like little to none.
Nada.
Mm-hmm. So what is the purpose? Like, what are we being played on with this? Mm-hmm. Is this for show?
It's to give frustration because you get so close. They're finally getting the details, finally getting the admitting going on, and then nothing. And it really is. I think it's to gaslight. I think it's to gaslight and get people to do something. Then they can pinpoint who it is and, you know, January 6 you. That's basically, I think, what they do. I think they get people to a point where they just feel like they're going to get it. They're going to finally get some sort of something to happen. And then, of course, it falls through the fingers, like it always does.
Just slips like sand through the fingers.
It creates more frustration. Yeah.
So maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars. And then the big question is, why didn't Robert Mueller's team find this? Why didn't Robert Mueller's team find out in one day that all of these things were fake?
Because he's on the take.
They spent $40 million.
Oh, Mueller, Comey, they're all on the take.
$40 million to pretend that they just couldn't find anything because they couldn't. But why $40 million? And that was all to bury this information.
Right.
So it's fascinating because it's important.
Yeah.
And people miss what's important.
You haven't heard a lot about Mueller, have you? Or Comey. I mean, if I was in the FBI, I'd be so embarrassed to know that the head of the FBI was so on the take and such a liar. I mean, it would actually, I would think it would make people not want to join an organization when they know that the people are scumbag liars. I mean, you would think, right? But no, no, people think. It's just, you know, happenstance, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what goes on in their heads.
Well, and because it's a federal trial, they're not video, you're not seeing it on videotape,
which,
right?
Why is that in America? I mean, just because it's federal?
That's a good question.
Why is that?
Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Amber Heard.
Yeah.
All over.
Why is that? Why do they get to decide when it's closed?
So there are people following it, and a person who goes by the name of Technofog at Substack.com is doing a fabulous job. Also, Cautious Corner on the Epic Times, fabulous job on following this and doing the analysis. And it's important. So We're learning. We'll see. There's a lot of people
amazing.
Who seem to have flipped, and maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. But and it's not. That's the thing. It's like, don't go in expecting we're finally going to get convictions. You know, it's like I have a liner to the show, and I used to play it a lot more, and I really should be playing it all the time. Here's the liner.
The following is a public notice. The Clintons are getting sick and tired of being accused of all the things they've done. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
So, is that not the truth?
It's like a forever theme.
No, it is. They're such criminals, and for treason. They should be tried for treason since the 90s, really since the 80s. But, okay, we'll go with the 90s when he was actually, sex-driven in charge, whatever you want to say about him, and sex scandal in chief. But they won't be. They know where too many bodies are buried. They won't be because they don't want more information coming out. To get even more people combined in this thing. So it'll never happen. So just know that, and don't be gaslit by it, but just know that they'll never do anything to either Clinton. They know where too much is going on. Clinton himself is CIA. So is Hillary. We did a show on this. Their whole background. Anyway, be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com. Two men stopped me the other day and pulled their guns out. I looked at...
Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
At them and said, you guys are going to be in real trouble because the president has vowed to do something about gun violence and crime. The last thing I remember was laughter and a sharp pain on my head. Uncle Milty here for HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023, HearingAndBrainCenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I'll tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free.
Right, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I've got Susan with me. Make sure you go to preparewithkate.com, preparewithkate.com. Get some food storage. It's coming. And make sure that you go to Zelenko's link on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com, and you can get two very wonderful supplements. One is a detox and one is the Z Stack. You can get those at a really great discount. Please go get them and have them on hand. So order extra. Same thing with Balance of Nature. Order extra. That's what a wonderful supplement to have in your food storage because it's 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. Do you have anything in your food storage that can do that? Probably not. This would be a great product to have on hand. It'll store, too. So many different things like that. Go to the bottom of my website, katedalyradio.com. So I'm unpopular. I'm unpopular. I'm bringing up the inconsistencies of the Texas thing. I'm not going all in with changing my profile. And I just see a lot of problems with the photos of the parents that aren't consistent. The three different pictures of the teacher that they say died, three different complete and different photos of her. And so no information right now can you count on at all because people are posting stuff and it's insanely different, crazy. Like one girl that they say died had two totally different dads. And this is like ABC News. So there's lots of that going on. No children were ever removed by gurney to an ambulance. There was not one shot of that, not even on a cell phone. Nothing. Zero. That's a lot of ambulances and that's a lot of gurneys.
Yeah, and body bags. There should have been a lot of that.
I know, right? They say that, so the ER, the Memorial Hospital nearby, said they only had two people in the ER. They weren't even in ICU or critical. It was just ER. And then they died, just like that. And then all of them died before, 18 of them died before, I would say, the 5 o'clock newscast. That's a little weird. None of them hanging on. None of them... couple of days, nothing, just all done, dead by that time. So that was weird. And then it was a lot of, there's a lot of information coming out about the shooter who was 18 years old and couldn't afford anything, but he had a nice Ford 250 truck. Was he working for Border Patrol that was right there at the school? Was he working for them? Is that why he had a brand new vehicle and two brand new AR-15s? Worth almost $5,000, plus a bag of ammo he was able to leave at the scene, plus optics and body armor. Was he working with the illegals? Word on the street is that he was actually working for the last year, earning money by being a guide, maybe a lookout, for the newly arrived illegal immigrants coming across the border. And that he might have got into some more trouble that way. And that's how he earned the money at 18, as senior in high school, to have those things. That's interesting. I think more information will come out, and the media will not talk about him being a cross-dresser. They're trying to say that the images weren't true. They're him. You can tell. I don't know how they could say they're not true. Very strange. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, gals.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Hey, it's emergency room. Well, it's triage. It's emergency room. And then it's straight to surgery for gunshot wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And then after surgery, then it's ICU.
Yeah.
This is starting to stink.
Yeah, it's starting to stink a lot. I can't get anything to flush out. I can't get anything to work as far as logical consistency. Really appreciate you calling. It's very strange, and none of the pictures are normal. Also, I'm not saying something didn't happen, just none of it's working out. The timeline obviously doesn't work out because the school said everything was fine well into this incident. And they put that out on Facebook. I have a screenshot of that. There's a lot of things about him maybe going to a therapist who is a hypnotist. I don't know. I'm reading a lot of things that are being said about this kid that the media isn't adding up. So,
well, my question was, he was living at his grandparents on a mattress in the living room, it said. Mm-hmm. And his grandfather said, I didn't see any weapons. Now, when you're living with somebody, they see all your stuff. If he's in the living room, unless he's hid it in the truck.
I think he worked for Border Patrol. I think that he worked for the feds. I think it was real easy to get rid of him at the scene. That's what I think. Or they took him into custody and got rid of him.
Well, expensive equipment.
Yeah. The police going out and saying he was put into custody, they don't just say, well, we have him in custody. At 1:44, we have him in custody at 1 o'clock, actually, they wrote that. And then he died? How did he die? That's not something a police department's going to put out, unless that's actually what they did. You know, they had him in custody.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that
went out by the school district. That went out by the police department. The police department tweeted it out. We have him in custody. Oops, whoops, he's dead at the scene. Which is it?
It's odd.
Which is it? And did the resource officer, because this was said in a press conference, that the resource officer, they have five of them, allowed him in with a rifle? Unlocked the door for him and let him in? Really? That really happened? Huh. Okay. See? None of it adds up. And the school tweeting it out early, the school district tweeting it out well before it actually, the authorities say it happened. This also happened in another shooting. I have a screenshot of a police department, the one in Florida. The
Parkland.
Yeah. Didn't it start with a B?
Parkland.
Yeah. Was it Parkland? Broward County.
In Broward County.
Okay.
With the Broward County Sheriff.
Yes. The Broward County Sheriff's put it out there, and then it was before the incident even occurred. So I have that on a screenshot, too.
Timing-wise.
Yeah. It just so happens that when you have a lot of incidences like this, those same inconsistencies happen, which is really strange. Because the school district put it out there well before the authorities say it took place. That's weird. Anyway, anything else?
I know.
If we get food poisoning, they don't ask everybody to give up food. If we have a knife attack, you're not asked to give up knives. But with a gun, now you're asked to give up your guns, even though it has nothing to do with what they say, the narrative anyway, happened in Texas. Isn't that interesting that they have America so emotionally attached to this that you have liberals screaming at conservatives, you're the reason people are dying. If you want to stay a free country, you keep your firearms, especially you'll never hear the media or the government in this scenario say, wow, if everybody was armed, this would not have happened.
Right.
Never say it. You'll never hear those words come out of their mouth. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, that's the one thing I was going to say is the one way to avoid this type of massacre is if the teachers, multiple teachers or every teacher, had a concealed carry permit.
Yeah. It wouldn't have happened, but you'll never hear them say it. They'll never say it.
Right. Well, yeah. It wouldn't, but... I don't really believe anything coming from the government, but I'm just trying to understand your question of the events. You're not questioning that it happened? Are you questioning that maybe the government had something to do with it?
I'm questioning everything at this point. I'm questioning everything.
Why would you question whether
this
happened? I mean,
why wouldn't I?
Because you lose credibility.
How do I lose credibility?
You think the media is making up all the interviews?
You think the media never has before? Are you kidding me?
Not on something like this.
Really? Not on something like this? You don't think the media would lie?
No.
Or given the script that they're told to say? You don't think so?
Absolutely. Sean Hannity and these people aren't going to be reading from a script making this up.
You don't think they read from a script that's produced for them? No, I don't lose any credibility. You know who loses credibility? You know who loses credibility? You. You know why? You're unwilling to question anything. You are unwilling to ask a question, and that's your problem. You really are. This is the deal. This is the deal. I see a tweet that goes out by the school district 10, 13 minutes, right, before the event happens. Okay? Why is that? The authorities say it happened at the 32 mark. School district says it happened at the 17 mark, and that was well after it happened. Okay? Somebody's not telling the truth. At 11:43, the elementary school themselves say, everything's fine here. We're just in lockdown. Something's going on in the area, but it's not here. The elementary school themselves. And I lack credibility for pointing this out, for finding this? I'm sorry, but there's a sucker every day. And the guy that called in has his head in the sand. And I won't be responsible for those people anymore. If you can't see that there is a problem with what I just told you, and I have all the screenshots to prove it, and I put them up on the Kay Daly Show Facebook page. If you don't see a problem with that, you have your head in the sand, and that is not my problem. Start thinking. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that an 18-year-old kid had $5,000 worth of stuff on him in a 250 Ford that he could not afford. It doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. It also doesn't make sense that there was a huge whiteboard with all the teachers' names right during an hour and a half shooting with water sitting there for everybody to grab as they come in. This was definitely, I think, part of a drill. And that's usually how these things go down. But I'm getting sick and tired of people. You lose credibility. Is that really all you got? You don't have anything more than that to say to me? I lose credibility for bringing you some facts? Give me a break. What is wrong with people? I'm really tired of people. I really am. I don't lose an ounce of credibility. I'm giving you the facts over here. Listen to what I'm saying instead of trying to paint me as somebody I'm not. How about that? Because I'm not the one that tweeted those lies out. It was the schools. So you can go to them and say that they lack credibility. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Hey, we all know what'll stop all these mass shootings. It's full-on gun control and gun confiscation.
Yep, that's where they're headed.
Once you've done that, there's not going to be any need to false flag anymore.
Yeah, you're right. They'll probably cease to exist. You're probably right. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're probably totally right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, that caller. To believe that the media doesn't lie to you.
I know. I was like, wow.
To believe that the pigs fly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
he's a corruption denier. That's
that?
What he is.
What about, yeah, what about 9/11? What about
all of them.
Waco? What about the Oklahoma City bombing? What about Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
We could just go on and on with documented proof that they've been lying to us.
You know what they are, caller? It's really, we did this yesterday. They're corruption deniers. No corruption. Nope, not in my media. Nope, not in my government. I totally believe. I mean, if that's how stupid people are going to be, why even listen to this?
Stupid,
because I'm getting
facts.
It's
also immoral to deny such important truth, to deny corruption and crime.
Yeah, I know. It gets me upset because I'm like, really? Have we learned nothing? I guess not. I guess in those kinds of cases, we haven't.
Well, we were just talking about the fact that the media passionately reported that Trump was involved in all this Russia stuff. They passionately reported it.
Right.
And it was a lie.
I know. But he trusts the media. So I'm the one that gets discredited, which is laughable. Why don't you go ask the schools why they tweeted out all different kinds of messages that were not consistent? How about that? And then come back and tell me what you think. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You lost all credibility, and that's why that guy listens to you every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So true.
I just wonder how many of these kids are going to end up dying of COVID.
I know. No, it's the truth. He probably believes everything about COVID. Thank you. Really appreciate it. I can't help that. Like, I'm pointing out the things they said. I'm not just making up a story in my head. There's a reason I'm saying it's inconsistent. There's a reason I'm giving you all of these facts, because none of it adds up. But I'm always the bad guy if I do it. See, and I knew that would happen today. I knew there would be people like him. But I can't help people like him. They're corruption deniers. They really are. Oh, no corruption. No, no, no. It's all good. It's all happy. Okay.
Well,
wow.
We would be irresponsible to give the media the benefit of the doubt.
It would be irresponsible at this point, yes.
Because they are so consistent in so much of their machinations and lies.
They've been caught so many times lying or green screening something or reading off the script together. I have played this clip so many times. They read the same script. They're given the same script. We have proof of it. That's why I'm like, people are interesting. Oh, how dare we rock their boat?
Well, it seems incomprehensible to average people that people would be that corrupt to
it. Yeah, they'll do it to keep a job and they'll do it for fame and they'll do it for power. Sorry, buddy. They will. And it's not my fault. I'm just delivering the facts that they themselves said that do not make sense. That's the difference. That people have a hard time, especially corruption deniers and coincidence theorists. Susan, thanks.
You're the best.
Really appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. Get the right information. Don't believe what the media says because they're lying. And we'll see you here tomorrow. Hey, everybody. This is a special you need to be aware of for Father's Day. Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives, but he didn't stop by just creating the best pillow. Now he's done it again with My Slippers. Now, listen, this is the first time he's ever done this and gone this far, but for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue. And it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you. But what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free. So make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're never going to get this deal. It's only for you listeners, and it's for a very limited time. They're doing a blowout. mypillow.com/Kate brings you right to the link to get that deal.